It's getting harder to find a kosher brisket these days. Last week, the country's largest kosher slaughterhouse declared bankruptcy after months of legal and financial trouble. That company, Agriprocessors, had a major plant in Postville, Iowa. Last week, it shut down its beef slaughtering facility. Chicago Public Radio's Adrian Hill checked out the kosher food aisles to find out more about the shortage.
I'm standing inside a Jewish grocery store here on the north side of Chicago. The coolers are rumbling behind me. I'm in front of the meat case, and looking into it, I see turkey, I see chicken, there are cold cuts, but there's no beef.
There is a shortage of kosher meat in America, for sure. I feel it, but that's not the crux of my business, thank God, so.
That's Chaim Nablok. He owns this small grocery store, Kol Tuv, which means all the best. He says he's not usually sold out of beef. He has another supplier now, but says he's dealing with a smaller selection than he's used to.
And are your customers thinking about doing chicken or fish where they or meat substitute where they might have done meat before?
Yeah, for sure, especially with the economy being what it is. So whatever is cheaper is better. You can get the kids to eat it.
While the economy has reduced demand for kosher beef, production capacity has been decimated. Three of the five largest kosher meat producers are shut down right now. Two of those are Agriprocessors facilities.
Those plants represented, on the meat side, more than half of the kosher meat slaughtered in the United States.
Rabbi Menachem Ganak is the head of Orthodox Union Kosher, a group that certifies food as meeting certain strict Jewish dietary laws. He doesn't expect Agriprocessors plants to start producing meat anytime soon.
There are other people looking at this plant, you know, simply as a facility. They're going to have to make a determination together with, you know, the bank and the bankruptcy court if it's something they're interested in buying. So it's really very much up in the air at this point.
Who knows what the future will bring? All things are relative. I mean, you know, I have to have meat, and I have to have lean meat, and it's getting harder and harder to find.
Mark Shainwald knows his kosher meat.
I'm a sausage maker.
Shainwald makes the hard and soft salamis that hang from the back wall of Romanian Kosher Sausage Company in Chicago. He says he's been able to get the beef he needs. The supplier he works with is still operating. But he says he has another concern about Agriprocessor shutdown, and that is what the limited supply will do to prices.
They were the finger in the dike. They were the thing that was holding prices down. You know, they kept all the rest of the prices in line with what people could afford.
If kosher meat is harder to find or dramatically more expensive, it may also mean that observant Jews like Esther Yehudis Morgan, who keep kosher, need to reconsider their traditions. She says meat is an important part of her Friday night Shabbos meal.
I have a big freezer, thank God, but I don't have a cow in the backyard.
Jews who keep kosher in smaller communities around the country may be the hardest hit by the shortage. The Iowa-based Agriprocessors was the only supplier of kosher beef to many small towns and cities, places that might have had a kosher butcher in the past, but don't anymore. And so while kosher beef is still available in big cities like Chicago, its absence is already being felt on some kosher dinner tables in other places. For NPR News, I'm Adrienne Hill in Chicago.